Hi, my name is Massimo Federico. I'm the director of the Medical Oncology Unit at the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia in Italy, and also president of the Fondazione Italiana Linfomi. Today, I would like to share with you some consideration on the aspects of the risk-adapted therapy in advanced Hodgkin lymphoma. As you know, although it's a rare disease, Hodgkin lymphoma represent one of the most investigated diseases in the last 50 years and is now one of the most curable diseases. The focus of my presentation today was to offer an update on the role that risk factors may have in making the right treatment decisions. As you know, most important is to assess the risk of relapse or failure before starting with treatment. So today I also tried to summarize the evolution of the risk assessment in patients with advanced Hodgkin lymphoma and also the role that this information had in designing clinical trials and producing treatment guidelines. And also I also discussed on present and future scenario. In terms of the clinical relevance of this information, seems to me that the definition of the prognostic score in patients with advanced Hodgkin lymphoma has still a role in planning the more appropriate treatment in single patients. Patients with advanced disease and at high risk according to the international prognostic score achieve an inferior benefit from therapy if treated with the same regimen tailored for patients at low risk. It is not true that one fits in all. Thus, therapy should be defined according to IPS and not regardless it. This is a key message. And what about the take-home message of my presentation? First, I would like to remember that we should carefully continue to assess disease extension before starting treatment. Second, we have to define the risk profile of the patient. Third, make the right choice among different available options, ABVD, BCOP, STEM4-5, plus or minus radiotherapy, and maintain a risk-adapted therapeutic approach also in the era of response-adapted approach. What we can expect from the future, from the research in the future, and also the new achievements that came to the market. Thanks to the impressive improvements in the knowledge of the pathobiology of the disease and the achievements in the field of clinical research, we can say that the cure of all patients with advanced Hodgkin lymphoma is probably just around the corner, although we don't know exactly which corner is. And the study of prognostic factors is still relevant, and new and more sensitive factors, like, for example, the tumor burden, could probably replace or integrate the old but still healthy IPS. Now we have also new effective drugs that can allow us to cure more and more patients. These agents should be combined with the existing one or replace some of them, for example, to avoid bleomycin toxicity, with the aim of increasing the cure rate and minimize the cost of cure in terms of acute and long-term toxicity. One example for all. The risk of infertility for younger patients that are successfully treated for Hodgkin lymphoma. Now we can also prevent this risk, preserving ovarian tissues or the semen in male, in female and male, and this could allow also these patients to maintain their capacity in reproduction after the end of treatment. So thank you for your attention, and I hope that this message can help you in your clinical practice.